before we continue in the Likut HaLechus where we're up to clarify something for a minute, because we're talking about the topic of Azus Dikdusha. The Gemara makes a statement, Az Ponim Ligehenem, that one of the things that Hashem gets most irritated at is a person who has chutzpah chas v'shalom. A flat statement, Az Ponim Ligehenem, Boishes Ponim Ligan Eden, whereas a person who has shyness goes to Gan Eden. And at the same time, we've learned recently that a person can't come close to Torah, lo nitna Torah lebnei Yisrael, elo mipnei shazenheim. That the only way that the Jews was able to get the Torah from Hashem was because they had azus, chutzpah. And Rabbi Nezal quotes the pasuk, nehalto v'ozcho el nevei kodshecho, that the only way to come close to Kiddusha is with azus. So what's the story? On one hand, you're telling me this is the most dangerous, this is the worst midah. On the other hand, you're telling me that without this midah, I can't expect to come close to Kiddusha. Exactly. Veloya Baishin Lomed. There's a lot to say about, in Likutei Halachos, there's quite a number of discussions on this topic. I'll mention one of them. There's one place in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal says that one of the most important avoidos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was when he would take two goats that were, they had to be identical, exactly same height, same color, same everything, same tudat zehut, the works, everything the same, and then they would draw lots, and one of them would be Kodesh Lashem, one of them was brought as one of the most special sacrifices of the whole year, Soir Lashem, and the second one was called Soir Lazozel. Went Azazel is the opposite of Lashem. Literally, the Meforshim say that the word Azazel is makes up the letters of the word Azazel, make up the letters of the words, the first letters of the words Ze Leumat Ze Osa Elokim, that Hashem has made the Kedusha and Tuma identical almost for the sake of Bechira, that you should, it should be difficult, delicate process to sort out which is right, which is wrong, you know, etc. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, a goat in Hebrew is called Eiz. Rav Nosson Zal says there are two Azuses. There's Azus Dikdusha and Azus the Sitra Achra. This Azus Dikdusha represents the holiest sacrifice, the holiest korban imaginable. The Azus the Sitra Achra is Azozel. It's a one-way ticket to Gehenna. Both of them look very, 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 very similar. And even the Kohen Gadol, who was the biggest tzaddik, couldn't use his eyes, which means his brains, to figure out which is which. Who was the only one who was able to figure it out? This had to come from Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says this means that in order for a Jew to be zeche, to know what's called Azus Dikdusha and what's when am I crossing the line and when am I not crossing the line. When am I crossing the line and when am I not fulfilling my obligation in being a schlumpo, being a weakling, when the only way I'm going to get onto that bus is if I push my way on. The bus is full and they say, no fan, everybody's going to Gan Eden and I'll be left behind because I'm afraid. I don't really want to push anybody. And you push, you dive in with your head, you make sure you're in that bus, that kind of thing. So here Rav Nosson Zal says, we're shown by the fact that this was the Goyrol, on Yom Kippur, in the Holy of Holies, that this is one of the most delicate, delicate items in Yiddishkeit, and the only way a person could dream of getting this right is only with help from Hashem. This isn't, you can't, is, books aren't going to tell this to you, you understand? A book can't tell you exactly, can't give you every situation where you'll know, when am I supposed to stand up and fight? When am I supposed to stand up and look a parent in the face and say, I'm sorry, I know that you want me to go to your synagogue and this and that, but the Torah says that if I feel that I can become closer to Hashem in a different synagogue, you know, which an Orthodox synagogue instead of the Reform one that you're going to concern, you know, that in this item, the respect for the parent is not to obey the parent, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm saying that's how delicate an issue this is. And this has to be a major part of a person's hispoidus, of a person's tefillah Hashem, that the Torah teaches me that one of the most basic, critical ingredients for my success as a Jew is Azus Dikdusha. The Shulchan Aruch begins with the words, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Hevi Az Kanomer, Gibor Kari, Rotz Katzvi. Page 1, line 1 of the Shulchan Aruch says, you want to be religious, you got to get up in the morning, you got to have chutzpah to jump out of bed. Chutzpah. Az kanomer. And it says right over there, again, on line 2, that if anybody makes fun of you for being religious, don't spit in his face. And if he talks to you, if he insults you, don't insult him back. Because if you're going to get used to insulting a Russia, you're going to find it much easier to insult a tzaddik also, or your friend, and that's no go. So therefore, this is a super delicate item where a person needs siyata d'shmaya. It requires a lot of tefillah, a lot of learning, and a lot of watching talmidei chachamim, watching tzaddikim, to see how they react in certain situations. When do they turn on the azus, and when do they hold back? Just an important note on likutei halachos in general. There is a rabbi who's alive today, who lives in Bnei Brak, by the name of Reb Nosson Tzvi Koenig, who is known in today's times to be one of the masters of likutei halachos, grandmaster of likutei halachos. And he has provided a gift to Breslov and to the world in preparing indexes on the likutei halachos before the age of computers. 10-20 years ago, he prepared indexes on likutei halachos where a person could look up this word azus and find the 25 locations in likutei halachos where that topic is discussed, where they could look up the topic of a name, the word shame, shame Hashem, and find the 30 or 40 places in likutei halachos where that's discussed at length. He has a few svarim like this. One of them is called Noifes Tzufim, which is a 4 or 5 volume set, which goes in alphabetical order, starting from Aleph to Taf. Just about every word, and it'll show you all the references in likutei halachos for it, where just the word is mentioned, but where it's a topic for discussion like. Then he has another one on the holidays of the year, every single holiday. Then he has another one on every single name in the Torah. Haman, the places in likutei halachos where Rav Nosson Zal explains Haman, the topic of Haman, you know, or Lahavdil, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, Dovr HaMelech, all these things. Okay. We're continuing from where we're up to in likutei halachos. We're up to likutei halachos Chosh Mishpot, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Matana, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to do one of the things that he does several times in likutei halachos. He takes a medrash which is called Medrash Pliya, which means this is a medrash which doesn't seem to make any sense at all based on a interpretation of Pshat, normal Pshat.
It is a Midrash also, it's called.
Exactly. The Sefer collected it, and Rav Nosson Zal takes his shot at it. You know, there are many Meforshim, the Marsho, the Arizal, who explain some of these Midrash Pliyas. There's about 10-15 of them that are addressed in Likutei Halachos. This is one of them. V'zeh b'chinas ha-Midrash Pliya ha-muva b'kavonos. With what we've learned so far, we're going to be able to understand a certain Medrash Pliya that's brought in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal quotes this and gives his interpretation of it, and we'll see how Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it. V'zeh l'shoinoi. This is the wording in the Medrash Pliya. The Pasuk says, Tiku b'choidesh shofar b'kese liyom chagenu. Blow the shofar b'choidesh on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, b'kese, when the moon is covered up. The first day of the month, the moon is still super tiny. You know, it's at its lowest low, just about. Liyom Chagenu, on the day of our holiday of Rosh Hashanah. This is the Pasuk. The Medrash says, Tana, we learned, Ezehu Chag Shehalavona Miskasis Boi, which holiday of all the Jewish holidays is there where the moon is in hiding, where the moon is just about invisible? Heviyomer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Must be Rosh Hashanah, because it's the only holiday that comes out in the beginning of the month. Pesach is on the 15th of the month. Bakese. Right? I'm sorry? It's a spelling mistake. Okay. The word Bakese should be spelled with a hey, it seems, in the Tehillim. So it could be a printer's mistake, probably, most likely. Okay. That all the other holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, all come out sort of in the middle of the month, where the moon is relatively fuller. The only holiday which comes out on a Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. Shehalavona Miskasis Boi, where the moon is hidden, Heviyomer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. And the Medrash says, Va'amai Miskasis Halavona, why is the Lavona hidden on Rosh Hashanah? The Medrash says, Lefi Shebeyoyim Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Al Kisei Din, because on this day, Hashem sits himself down on his throne of judgment, Vedon Esoilam, and he judges the whole world. The Hasoton bo, the Soton comes along, the chief prosecutor comes along, Umekatreg al Yisrael, and tries to state his prosecution against Bnei Yisrael, Umazkir avonoseihem, and he lists all the sins of the Jewish people before Hashem. Va'omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to the Soton, Hovei Edim, go bring witnesses. Any trial, we can't accept your testimony. You got to bring witnesses that will corroborate what you're saying. Hoylech umevias hachama. So the Satan goes and says, what better witness is there than the sun? The sun sees all. The sun lights up the world. Who else sees everything that everybody does? Va'omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to the Satan, al pi shnayim edim yokum dovor. According to the Torah, one witness alone isn't enough. You need a minimum of two witnesses. V'hoylech lohavi halavana. So the Satan goes out to go find the moon, the second witness. V'hi miskasis. And the moon is hiding. U'mevake shoysa. The Satan goes looking for her. V'einoi yochoy lamoitza. And he can't find the moon. V'oz hakodesh baruch hu oymeid mikisei din. V'yoshev al kisei rachmin. And then, after Hashem waits a little for the Satan and says, you can't bring a second witness, forget this, Charlie. Hashem gets up from his throne of judgment and goes back to his throne of kindness. Ad kan l'shoinoi, this is the wording of the Medrash. Now, Rav Nosson Zal starts explaining, what is this to us? How does this apply in our lives? What is the sun? What is the moon? What defends the Jew and what prosecutes the Jew? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Chama ulevona heim bechinas Torah utfila. The sun and the moon represent the study of Torah versus davening to Hashem. The sun is compared to Chochmah. The Pasuk says, Chochmah sodom to'ir ponav. The wisdom of a person shines on his face. The light of the sun represents the light of the Torah. The moon, on the other hand, represents Malchus, the kingdom. It's brought that the kings of the Jews, we've mentioned this in the past, starting from Avraham Avinu, who's the first one about whom the Torah uses the word melech, in a sense, starting from Avraham Avinu, going Avram to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Yehuda, so on and so forth, number 14 on that list is David HaMelech, where David is Begimatria 14. Number 15 on that list is Shlomo HaMelech, where the kingdom of the Jews was 100% Bishlemus. Just like on the 15th of the month, the moon is a full moon. Starting from the 16th of the month down to the end of the month, the moon starts deteriorating. You're getting smaller and smaller. Just like after Shlomo HaMelech, his son, Rechavam, already took bad advice, and there was a split in the kingdom. Rechavam and Yeravam. And then from that stage on, it went down, 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 until the 29th guy on that list, or 30th, I'm not sure which it is Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, who Nebuchadnezzar captured him, took him captive, took him into exile, and took out his eyes, blinded him completely, just like we say that the moon is blind. The Shekhinah has no light of its own. The moon is simply a reflection of the light of the sun. It has no light of its own. It simply reflects the light of the sun. So the moon is the symbol for Malchus, which means it's a symbol for Tefillah. Because David HaMelech said about himself, David the king said, Va'ani Tefillah, I am Tefillah. You understand? So the sun is Torah, the moon is Tefillah. Bechinas Naseh v'Nishma. We said earlier that the words Naseh and Nishma relate to the Torah and Tefillah. Ki chamo bechinas Torah shenikras shemesh. The sun represents the Torah, which is called sun. Kemo shepirish Rashi al posuk tachas hashemesh. The Rashi in Koheles on the posuk ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun, means under the Torah. Ulevono bechinas malchus David kiyodua. The moon symbolizes kingdom, the kingdom of David HaMelech. Bechinas tfila, bechinas va'ani tfila. Ve'ikra tfila bechinas nishma hu bechinas ritzoinois v'kisufin chazokim la'shem izborach bedveikus ubitul gomor el oirhein soif. What's real tefillah all about? Here Rav Nosson Zal uses very powerful wording here, that the main success in tefillah is when a person arouses very intense desire inside, tremendous rotzayin and kisufin tashem, bidveikus, where through the intense desire, the person draws themselves to a level of being connected to Hashem, ubitul gomor el horein soif, where the person nullifies themselves completely to Hashem's infinite light, which means they forget, they suppress all their physical desires and all their whole physical being and eliminate it and become one with Hashem when they're davening. The Shulchan Aruch calls this hispashtus hagashmius, stripping yourself of your physical body, and in other words, ignoring the body and soaring to a level of neshama, you know, in tefillah. Ad shebo lediburim shashem, until the person gets to a level of speaking shashem yizborach marachim olav, whereby Hashem takes pity on the person, upoiseach piv, Hashem opens the person's mouth, lefarish sichos elefonav, to give the person the ability to really speak to Hashem in an unbelievable way. That's a gift from Hashem. The person makes the preparation of yearning and drawing himself to such a level of an intense desire of wanting to come close to Hashem, where suddenly he scores, he hits that home run, where Hashem opens his mouth and gives him the ability to really pour out his heart to Hashem in a way that, it, with words that the person knows he was never capable of coming up with that kind of thing. It's only a gift from Hashem. Ukemuvon b'hatoy ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah of Beis, v'chein bekamo mekoymois bedvorov zal, and this is also mentioned in several places in Likutei Moran, that this is ikar hatfila. Ikar hatfila is when a Jew builds up such an intense desire of wanting to come close to Hashem and yearning to come close to Hashem, where the person starts stripping themselves of all the physical junk in the, of their whole, concentrating and thinking about breakfast, lunch, and supper, and about their clothing, and about their mother-in-law, and all kinds of baloney, and thinking only about Hashem, focusing, concentrating on Hashem, and rising to a level where Hashem himself gives him the ability to speak to him. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk means when it says, La'odom ma'archei leiv, o me'Hashem ma'ane loshon. Sheikar ha'achono va'arichas ha'leiv shemechin umarech liboy bekisufim v'chazo, that la'odom marcheleiv, the person's job is to prepare his heart, ume Hashem man eloshon, whereas Hashem is the one who provides the tongue with what it needs. And here Rav Nosson Zal explains Sheikar ha'achono va'arichas ha'leiv shemechin umarech liboy bekisufim chazokim, the main preparation that a Jew is supposed to do, and the main is that he prepares his heart with intense yearning and desire. Ubo lifnei Hashem yizborach lefarish sichosoi, and the person comes before Hashem with a super intense desire of wanting to speak to Hashem, wanting to tell Hashem everything that I need to say to Hashem. Number one, to express my gratitude and appreciation that I need to express for all the things that I really need to be appreciative for. And then number two, to really be able to spell out to Hashem crystal clear everything that I understand that I need and everything that I don't understand that I need. V'Hashem berachamov noisein ma'ano bepiv, and Hashem with his infinite kindness places the words in the person's mouth. He gives the person the ability to express themselves. Bechinas umei Hashem ma'ane loshon. This is only a gift from Hashem. This isn't dependent on brains and emotions. It's literally a gift from Hashem, where Hashem puts the words into the person. Hashem himself gives you the words to speak to him. He gives you the ability to express yourself as a Jewish heart. V'ze ikar b'chinas nishma, shehu b'chinas tfilo, shehu b'chinas bitul al orein soif, k'mo shekosuv sham. This is the ultimate nishma, the ultimate tfilo, the ultimate bitul al orein soif. V'ideze zoiche sheyasik toiras Hashem. And if a person does this, they're zoiche, as a result of this kind of tfilo, they're zoiche to receive the Torah of Hashem himself, kavyochol. Ad shenasis Torah soy, whereby Hashem's Torah becomes that person's Torah. The person rises to a level where they're able to take the Torah of Hashem and integrate it into themselves. shezehu bechinas she'oise mehanishma naase mehanistor nigla mitfila toira. This is the concept of the person converting tfila into toira, converting nishma into naase, converting what was originally hidden from him to become revealed to him. In other words, where a person reaches such a level of perfection of tefillah, where the reward that he's given is Torah, Hashem opens up the Torah for that person and reveals its secrets to that person. And that's this concept of nigla. Hashem gives the person a revelation. As a result of the person's yearning and wanting to come close to Hashem and rising to such a level where they succeed in breaking that ice and crashing through that wall of being able to speak to Hashem with such dveikus, the schar for it is Torah. The schar for it is that Hashem reveals to that person that which was originally hidden from the person. V'zehu bi'atzmoi mashekosav admor zal b'mokom achar b'simen kofhei likutei tanino lasos mehatoira tefila. And Rav Nosson Zal says that what we're discussing here is perfectly in sync with what Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a different chapter in the Kutimran about converting Torah to tefila. Even though on the surface it might look to you like we're saying the opposite of what he said, because in the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're discussing now, Torah of Beis in the first half of Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about converting tefillah to Torah, using tefillah to get to Torah. V'shom, whereas in that other chapter, in the second half of Likutei Moran, in chapter Chofei, Kosav Lasos Mehatorah Tefillah, he talks about converting Torah into Tefillah. Ach be'emes b'shnehem l'dovor echod niskavein. However, in both of these chapters in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal was referring to the same thing. And now he's going to explain. Ki mashekosav kama pomim Lasos Mehatorah Tefillah. This that Rabbeinu Zal in several places in his Sefer discusses converting Torah into Tefillah, Kavanosoi, his intent is, Lasois mehatoiro sheloi zocho adayin lekaimo lahasigo, Lasois mimeno Tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal's intent is that if a person learns about something and they realize after learning about it that, wow, I never knew that there was such a thing, and I'm very far from being able to accomplish that yet. This new item that I learned in Torah about certain midos or other things, I just found out about it, and right now, if you ask me where I'm holding in this item, I'm holding it zero. So Rabbeinu Zal said that when that happens, you're supposed to convert that Torah that you just learned, make it into a tefillah. Pray to Hashem, meaning lehispalel Hashem yizborach sheyizkeh lekayemo lahasigo. To pray to Hashem, to be zeichet to fulfill what you learned, and to be zeichet to fully understand it properly. V'zehu, so that's called converting Torah to tefillah. You just learned something for the first time. It's new to you. You just learned about the mitzvah of tefillin for the first time. But you don't own a pair of tefillin. You don't have the money for the tefillin yet. And you need to find the right sofer. You learn that when it comes to tefillin, you need a sofer, a zirei shamayim, and you need to write the best kind of straps and all that. You just learned about it, and you're not holding by it yet? Start davening. Start davening to Hashem. Hashem, thank you. I just had the privilege of learning about the mitzvah of tefillin, but in order for me to do it, I need these 10 different things. Please help me, Bizecha, to learn more about it, to get to know all the full details about it, and to understand what the mitzvah, what the pnimius of this mitzvah is all about, etc., and to be zecher to fulfill this mitzvah in physical form, to get up early in the morning and put it on the right way, you know, etc. V'zehu bi'atzmoi mashekosav kan lasos mitoiras Hashem b'chinas tefillah, b'chinas nishma. And this is exactly the same thing as Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in where we're talking about now, about converting Hashem's Torah to tefillah. Lasos mizeh toiro soy, b'chinas naase. To convert Hashem's Torah into your Torah. What does that mean? Ki ha-Torah sheloi zocho adayin lekaimo koroi. That Torah, those mitzvahs of the Torah which a Jew hasn't been privileged yet to fulfill properly, ula hasigla, and to understand, he etzloi b'chinas Torah Hashem. relative to that person, that's not his Torah yet, it's Hashem's Torah still. I haven't been able to learn it yet, to understand it yet properly, and to integrate it into my life, right? So it's still in Hashem's hands. I haven't yet acquired it. Exactly. Bechinas nistorois mimenu. That to him, it's still hidden from him. It's unavailable to him. It's inaccessible to him so far. Valze tzorech levatel atzmoi. And in order to achieve that, the person has to nullify himself. Ule hispalel harbe lashem izborach. And to daven alat Hashem. Until the person will be zeicha to fulfill that part of the Torah and understand that part of the Torah, and that's called converting Hashem's Torah into your Torah, making it yours. Nimtza she'oise mehatorah tefillah. So again, it's a similar concept of converting Torah into tefillah in a sense. Hainu mibchinas Torahs Hashem shehu hanistor varochik mimenu oisem is from Hashem's Torah, which is something that's very far and hidden from us. Oisem is et tefillah. The person is converting it to tefillah. Shemispalel Hashem isbora sheiskoy lovoy lazeh. He's praying to Hashem that Hashem should give him the privilege of being zeicha to it. And once the person accomplishes that, when he's to daven hard enough and well enough, whether Hashem fulfills his request, and he's to rise to a level where he understands that which was originally hidden from him, Bechinas Torah Hashem, he understands that which was Torah Hashem to him yesterday. Azai nasemi Torah Hashem shu bechinas tefila toirosoi. Then he converts what was originally Hashem's Torah, he makes it his Torah. He makes it his own personal Torah. Nimtzo sheshnehem echod. So therefore, the two concepts that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned of converting tefillah to Torah or Torah to tefillah are actually one and the same.